Today we're doing a deep dive into something that could really change your game. We're talking about golf mobility workouts.
That's right, and we're pulling our insights straight from the Golf Day Buddy app website, looking at what South Africa's top golfers are doing.
So let's start with the basics. What exactly is golf mobility? Is it just stretching?
That's a great question. It's more than that. Think of it as giving your body the right range of motion to swing a club properly, so your body can work with you, not, you know, fight against you during the swing.
Okay, so if I get this right, if I really focus on my mobility, what's going to happen? What am I going to see on the course?
Well, the benefits are huge. The first thing you'll notice is power. Definitely more power.
More distance off the tee.
Exactly. When your body moves freely, you get a better turn, more club head speed, and boom, longer drives. But it's not just power. Your accuracy gets better too, because you can hold your posture through the whole swing, and maybe most importantly, less pain.
Right, fewer injuries.
A whole lot fewer. It's your best defense against those nagging back and shoulder issues. Better mobility also means better stability, better balance.
And that's especially important in a place like South Africa, right?
Yeah.
The source material really focused on this.
Oh, absolutely. The courses there are so diverse. You could be playing on a windy coastal course near Cape Town one day, and then a hilly mountainous one near Johannesburg the next.
So you need that stability to adapt.
You do. Good mobility helps you stay balanced and powerful no matter what the ground is doing underneath you.
This is where it gets really interesting for me. The Golf Day Buddy app site talked about what the pros are actually doing. What are they focusing on?
It's all about rotation. The hips and the thoracic spine, that's the middle part of your back that twists. Look at someone like Charles Schwartzel. He does a lot of dynamic stretching to open up his hips and back.
So he can generate that incredible speed.
That's the engine right there. And then you have someone like LPGA star Ashley Buhai. She uses yoga to help with her flexibility and balance. It's all about keeping those hips and shoulders separating in the swing.
And this isn't just guesswork, is it? There's real data on this.
Yeah, there is. Sports scientists in Johannesburg did a study, and they found that golfers who did these kinds of mobility exercises consistently.
They saw actual improvement.
Big time. They increased their driving distance by anywhere from 1 to 15 yards.
15 yards. In how long?
Just 3 months.
Wow. 15 yards that's a whole club shorter into the green. That's a game changer just for a few minutes of stretching.
It really is. And the exercises they used were so simple. Things like hip openers and torso twists. Nothing complicated.
Okay, so for everyone listening who's now thinking, I need to do this, what's the first step? How do you get started based on what the Golf Day Buddy app website suggests?
The first step is super simple. Just check your own body. Where are you tight? For most golfers, it's usually the hips or the shoulders.
Find the tight spots. Makes sense.
Exactly. And once you know where to focus, just be consistent. You don't need hours. We're talking 10 or 15 minutes before and after you play or practice.
Just 10 to 15 minutes. That sounds very doable.
Yeah.
Is there a risk of, you know, overdoing it? Like you get so tired from the warm-up you can't even practice?
Good question. The key is to do dynamic stretches before you play. Things that get the blood flowing, like cat-cow or dynamic lunges. You're warming the muscles up, not trying to exhaust them.
And the deep stretching.
Save that for after. Foam rolling, longer holds, that's for recovery. And you can do all of this stuff at home. You just need a mat, maybe a foam roller, that's it.
Fantastic. So if we're to sum this all up, what's the big takeaway here?
Mobility isn't an extra, it's a fundamental, it's foundational. By spending just a little bit of time on it, you're not just improving your scores, you're improving your health and, you know, how much you actually enjoy the game.
Okay, let's leave everyone with one final thought to chew on. Mobility is all about longevity. If these short, simple workouts can cut down your risk of injury so much, what is the value of adding years, maybe even decades, to your time out on the golf course? Think about that. You're investing in your future rounds.